Strange Adventure. The young fellow breezed into the seaside cafe, ordered a beer, and began talking to the bartender.
I suppose you heard about the twin launching of the Belmont shipyard today. I worked on the sister ships, and I'm going to ship out on one of them.
The old bartender cleared his throat.
Now, sister ships, you say? I can tell you about a pair of sister ships. They were launched on Lake Huron. Big ships, too. These Great Lake freighters. These ships were christened by twin sisters, Alice and Grace Harvest. And the ships were named Lady Alice and Lady Grace. On her maiden voyage, Lady Alice ran into a storm. This inferno of wind and wave crashed the Lady Alice against the rocks at the entrance to Georgian Bay and pounded her till every rivet popped. In a few hours, Lady Alice was on the bottom. Well, son, from then on, the Lady Grace was a hard luck ship. Her steering gear jammed, and she crashed into a pier. She ran aground in a fog. The Lady Grace seemed determined to follow her sister in death. Well, the steamship company decided to break the jinx by breaking the ties between the sunken Lady Alice and the Lady Grace. So she went back to the shipyard, was remodeled and renamed the Belldonna. Well, I sailed on the rechristened ship. I got my A.B. ticket, then my license. And years later, I became her master. The Belldonna wasn't quite the hard luck ship the Lady Grace had been. But it wasn't the easiest handling ship, either. Steering gear never worked quite right. The remodeling had given her a port list. Then one spring, we decided to be the first ship up the lakes. We knew that ice choked on the Strait of Mackinac were pretty bad. We were headed for Lake Superior and knew the Sioux River was clear. Well, when we were well up Lake Huron one black night, a westerly gale kicked up. Blew all the ice jammed in the straits right square out into the lake. Tried to turn about, but the steering gear went out. The ice caught us and shoved us across the lake, grinding and pounding at our plates like a terrible, terrible force. With the ice all around us, we couldn't lower any boats. A slight shift in the wind might cause the ice to break up. Because it was so early in the season, the channel boys hadn't been anchored in place. We didn't know where we were. And the fog rolling in made navigation impossible. One thing we did know, our ship would sink by morning.
Well, son, we rushed over the side onto the ice into the safety of the rocks. During the night, our ship was crushed by the walls of ice and sank. And in the morning, we could see her laying there on the bottom. And besides her was the familiar wreckage of another ship. The Belldonna, originally the Lady Grace, 40 years before, had gone to rest beside her ill-fated sister, the Lady Alice.
This is Pat McGeehan in Hollywood, California, saying goodbye from my writer, Charles Crowder, and inviting you to listen to Hermit's Gold, our next tale of Strange Adventure.